Welcome back to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore, as we have our first show of the brand new year. And Mike, legislature is in session right now, a 38-day session that wraps up about the time of my birthday, around March 11th or 12th, I think, is when the legislature is done this year. And of course,
they switched that up, right? Because now they used to go 5 days a week. Now they go four, but they go longer. Is that?
Well, the legislative session has to be at like at least 35, but no more than 40 days. And because they do it and then they take a couple weeks off and then they come back on what they call veto day.
Right.
To actually wrap up the year, and it's like five people show up, and the governor has one veto or something. I mean, it's not obviously that. So they're at 38 days this year, so it's one of the longer sessions that they do. And I think you're right. I think they do some four-day ones to give lawmakers a travel day. Obviously, a lot of lawmakers, like, for example, earlier today, they had the legislative forum at City Hall, and they'll have two more of those coming up, by the way, here as the session goes along, because I believe the District 22 party will head over to the DeSmet area, so constituents in Kingsbury County have some time to ask questions as well. I don't know that, but I do know the chamber only did three this year, and the first of those was this morning. So obviously this is the time of the year where you're again, getting back to the books. There may be some additions to those books, and I know one of them here that has just, I believe, passed House committee and I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but there are two bills, and they are regarding immunity from prosecution for those who are under the legal limit of consumption for alcohol in the event that someone had too much alcohol, they're injured in hooliganism, as people who are under 21 tend to get into when they're drinking. Basically, the idea behind the bill is they want someone, if somebody is hurt and it's related to alcohol, right now, those that are underage don't want to call in because they're worried about, well, I'm going to get in trouble because, you know, underage, all those things that go in with drinking alcohol underage. Someone gets hurt, they want somebody to be able to call so they can get them help. And this bill, if approved, would do that. If you're 19 and you've been drinking and your friend gets hurt, you call and the authorities come, you'll be immune from prosecution because you were drinking, because you did the responsible thing and called ahead. Now, there's a variation on this, too, regarding narcotics as well.
Right.
But I know this is a bill that law enforcement and prosecutors, Mike, are opposing. Should they?
Well, I mean, it's the concept behind the bill I agree with. I mean, I think that, depending on the circumstances, prosecutors, law enforcement are all given discretion. And we make discretionary decisions every day. And we should be held accountable for that discretionary decision. I mean, when you elect a prosecutor or hire a police officer, the big thing that we're doing is exercising our discretion. So you should pay attention to how we do that, because I think that's probably one of the most important things we do. But with that said, I think that the concept behind the law is valid. I mean, I think but do you really need a law to do that? I mean, I don't need a law passed to tell me to use some common sense when I'm determining whether to charge somebody with a crime or not. Whether that law was passed, it would really have no application in Beadle County, because I believe that I exercised my discretion soundly, and in those situations, I'm not, if there's a traffic accident and they call for help and that's the situation, it's going to be unlikely that I'm going to charge that individual unless there's some extenuating circumstances there. And So I think that's kind of what the position of the prosecutors are, is do we really need to do this? Is this another law in the books that we really need? I mean, can you give us examples of cases where a person didn't call, or where a person called and their friend was dying, and then the law enforcement gets there, and instead of helping the friend, they're writing this person a ticket? I mean, that just seems so far afield from what I know is reality of what's going on. So I agree with the concept, but I'm not sure that passing a law is the best way to accomplish it. And then, like you said, they expanded. There's a companion law or a sister law that talks about doing the same thing for drugs and overdoses and things like that. But, you know, again, you just... Is if you pass the law, is it absolutely certain that that's what should happen in that situation? I mean, I don't think we can be 100% sure one way or the other. And if we have a prosecutor that's not exercising discretion appropriately in that situation, vote them out of office. I mean, we're elected. Vote us out of office. If we're really that bad at looking at cases like that and not doing a better job of exercising discretion, we shouldn't be in office. You don't need to pass a law to do that. I think that, you know, because the prosecutor could do it, law enforcement could do it, judge could throw it out of court. I mean, there's a lot of safeguards in the system to protect something like that from happening. And I don't know that I really believe either that if there's a situation like that, most people in that situation are going to do the right thing. They're not sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to get a ticket and have to pay a $75 fine. So I'm going to let my friend here suffer that's injured or whatever, because I don't want to get a ticket. I don't know that I buy that. I don't think you're giving these kids enough credit. I mean, I think it's a slap in the face to the kids that you think a kid would actually bypass that. And would the kid even know about this law? I mean, at that situation, at that moment. So again, I think the concept behind it is valid. I think it's a good point. I think that, but it can be accomplished without passing a law.
If we go back 15 years to the year 2000 and...
It'd be 16, but... Are we counting? No, we're not counting. All right.
I would be... No, I would be...
No, it'd be 2016. I'm saying, so it'd be 16 years go back to 2000, not 15.
What, really? On the technicality?
We just got to get the math
right. Let's go
right
back
here.
To the year 2000.
Okay.
And
we're in 2000 now.
It seems to me that... And this is maybe just a generalization of where we've gone as a society, but it seems to me that passing a bill like this is, and you talked a little bit about it, is taking away from youth the... It's almost like you're giving them a license to go ahead and do this, is it not? Is to... go ahead and, oh, well, if we drink and somebody gets hurt, let's hope somebody gets hurt, because then we won't get the minor consumption ticket if we call the cops because he got hurt. It's almost where I think youth 15, 20 years ago were maybe just more responsible than some of the things that you're seeing here today. So is this not giving them a free pass for bad behavior?
Well, I think that's some of the criticism of the bill, is I think it does send the wrong message. And I think that's critical to what we're doing now in society. Are we sending the right messages to our kids, to our, you know, the people in this country? I mean, we're legalizing marijuana in some states. Is that the right message we want to send to our kids, that marijuana is okay? I mean, that's a terrible message. Do we want to send the message that it's okay to drink, and if someone gets hurt, then you're not going to get in trouble? I just don't think the messaging behind that is really thought out very well. But I think but you go back to the practical thing, that give us some credit, law enforcement, prosecutors, judges, give the system some credit that we're going to make the right decision and exercise our discretion that the people have given us or granted us, the laws grant us accordingly. And, you know, don't send the wrong message. And I do. If I was a kid, I mean, the problem that you would see is that there's going to be some smart kids out there that exactly that. The law enforcement's going to get a call to the house party, that there's a bunch of partying going on at this house. The kid's going to see the cops pull up. 911. We have an emergency here. Now, is everybody immune then? Because they called 911 before the cop got to the door, and that would be the kid. That's what's good. I mean, I would guarantee you we're going to see that happen. And we're going to see that defense thrown in our face by the defense attorneys. But you know, all that can be avoided if you just hold prosecutors and law enforcement to better exercise their discretion and make decisions. And that's the thing. I didn't hear the testimony on this bill, but I would be very surprised that they could have any testimony where a prosecutor charged a person out in that situation, or where a teenager comes in or a kid comes in and says, yeah, my friend was on the floor dying and in pain, and I would have called the cops, but I didn't want to get in trouble. I find that so far from reality that, again, it's a good concept, but it doesn't need to be a law.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Take a break and return after this.